welcome, and thank you for tuning in to Instinctive Talk. I'm your host, Jay Insolaco. This episode is to promote hope for my fellow peers and their loved ones who support them. Today's episode of Instinctive Talk will be a solo episode where I talk about seasonal affective disorder, or SAD. Hi, this is Jay Insolaco, and I'm your host of Instinctive Talk. I've been living with bipolar disorder type 1 for over 27 years, and I've had many years when the time changed in the fall here in New Jersey where I started experiencing depression or SAD. According to the American Psychiatric Association, seasonal affective disorder is a form of depression also known as SAD, seasonal depression, or winter depression. In the Diagnostic Manual of Mental Disorders, or the DSM-5, this disorder is identified as a type of depression, major depressive disorder with seasonal pattern. People with SAD experience mood changes and symptoms similar to depression. The symptoms usually occur during the fall and winter months when there is less sunlight and usually improve with the arrival of spring. The most difficult months for people with SAD in the United States tend to be January and February. While it is much less common, some people experience SAD in the summer. SAD is more than just the winter blues. The symptoms can be distressing and overwhelming and can interfere with daily functioning. However, it can be treated. About 5% of adults in the United States experience SAD, and it typically lasts about 40% of the year. It is more common among women than men. SAD has been linked to a biochemical imbalance in the brain, prompted by shorter daylight hours and less sunlight in winter. As seasons change, people experience a shift in their biological internal clock, or circadian rhythm, that can cause them to be out of step with their daily schedule. SAD is more common in people living far from the equator, where there are fewer daylight hours in the winter. Some of the symptoms that I feel after the time change usually range from feeling more tired, feeling unmotivated to be creative, and feeling restless. I believe I've been experiencing SAD for the last 15 years. It happens every year when we fall back an hour every fall living in New Jersey. The days get shorter and it gets darker out earlier. I know for me, I thrive in the sun. I love to be outdoors. That's why I chose my job so I could be outside all day. When I'm feeling tired, it's hard to wake up in the morning. It's just plain hard to start the day. So how do I get going? I mean, I set my alarm. I force myself to get up and get ready for work. It's really an effort. The way I look at it, that's the toughest part, getting out of bed. I have to focus on my goal, which is getting to work. I have to have everything set up the night before my day at work. I set the coffee pot up on a timer for the morning, and I have my breakfast and lunch ready to go. It's like a ritual and it works. I have everything prepared, then I'm ready for the day. When I'm unmotivated to be creative, it's depressing because I feel like I'm not doing anything constructive. I used to struggle with this until I created Instinctive Bird 12 years ago. When I started using Instinctive Bird as a creative outlet for mental health advocacy, I dedicated the time at home to learning about computers, programs, and other tools to make it happen. It's been a real game changer for me, especially in the fall time change. It gave me something to do with my time and it gave my creativity a chance to grow. I mean, it was definitely a challenge to get things done, but I dedicated 2 hours a night to learning and creating content. A lot of the time I had to push myself to do it, but it's rewarding. When I start feeling restless at home, I like to have projects to do. My wife and I like to sit and talk about things to do around the house. For instance, this year we're redoing our garage. We're re-sheetrocking and installing cabinets to organize everything in it. It really helps in the dark months to pass the time and feel good about getting things done. It's hard for me in these months because when I leave for work, it's dark, and when I get home from work, it's dark. Projects like these give me something to look forward to doing when I get home. In my opinion, during the times when it could be a struggle, it's definitely a good idea to start a project of any sort, whether it's doing something creative, something around the house, writing in a journal, or even reading. There's no one thing that's right or wrong. Trying to be motivated is definitely hard. Push yourself a little to get something done. I'm not a professional. I'm an everyday person living with bipolar disorder. So don't look at this as professional advice. But if you're struggling with depression or possibly seasonal affective disorder, you should seek professional help. Sometimes in life, we all look for motivation. But for people like me who live with a seasonal affective disorder, I try and take proactive steps to fill my time with positive things to do. I believe during these times it's good to be more social with friends, family, or loved ones. I know it's hard for people to go outside when it's cold and dark out, but going for a walk around the block and getting fresh air could help with cabin fever. I'm going to close with a poem I wrote. It's called Winter Blues. In the darkness of winter is a temporary sadness that subsides within the storm. With the sunshine that's coming, I feel a sigh of relief. The sunshine is coming in the summer which I was born. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Instinctive Talk. If you want to connect with me, please visit my website at instinctivebird.com. If you want to buy a personalized version of my book, No More Crutch, it's also available on my website. If you could, please subscribe and leave a review for the podcast. Again, this is Jay Insolaco. Thanks for listening, and tune in next time to Instinctive Talk.